Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. EI.
In the league long enough, as you can see, he gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually, you know, how it goes. You know, we got to play through that. We got to play through that stuff. I don't think there's another player in this series that gets away with taking up Bertuzzi's legs the way that he does. There's not one other player in the series that gets away with that, but he does. It's, you know, it's an art, and he's elite at it. Then again, it just depends on
how long the time is left you. Okay, Sheldon. Or should I call you Shelly? Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe. And a lot to talk about with our next guest after last night, including that. Mike Milbury is brought to you this morning by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Visit timeoutmarket.com, and by John Sewer, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Good morning, Mike Milbury.
Good morning. How are you?
Big win last night.
It was, but before we get to that,
yes?
What do you think Josh Brolin makes for that commercial? I hear that commercial almost every time I turn on the TV or the radio.
Yes.
I mean, he's got that silky smooth voice.
Yeah, similar. I would say similar money to what the Yodel guy here in Boston makes.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Curtis. You know,
speaking
of advertising, they had a close-up of Austin Matthews on the Pittsburgh, on the Toronto bench, and on the side of his helmet was Pizza Pizza. Isn't that going a little too far? Pizza on his helmet.
Get that money.
At least they didn't put that on Pat Maroon's helmet.
Hey.
Oh, ouch.
Fat jokes from Shine.
No, it's just a reference to the Jack Edwards joke.
Nothing worse than a reformed fat person.
I love Pat.
There's nothing worse. Shine. Zip it. So I don't know, is Marchand getting calls? I thought it was the other way last night.
I thought the referee just sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was just terrible. I mean, he was, you know, made calls that shouldn't have been made, and he missed calls that should have been made. It was just a poorly officiated game. And yes, on the one goal with Frederick goal, Marchand absolutely ripped out the legs of Bertuzzi, and it didn't make any difference. But the goal actually was a crappy goal. It was short side, and you know, the goaltender missed it completely. But in the middle of the ice, in clear view, it was Bertuzzi getting taken down by Marchand. That's just one of many missed calls in that game by the official, or you know, misplayed situations. He was tough. It was a tough night.
Speaking of Samsonov, we were talking about this earlier. Should it be a penalty in the NHL if a goaltender shakes his mask off to stop play?
Well, yeah, it should be. It should be a delay of game. If he does it intentionally and he's looking for a stoppage, that should be the way it goes.
Mike, when you look at this game through the first three games, what do you think the key is for the Bruins to win this series, that your takeaway from what you've seen so far?
You know, I think they need to get more out of Pastrnak and Zacha. I don't think they played very well. They're both minus players. I think their defense has been a little porous. Lindholm should have had coverage on Bertuzzi coming out of the corner last night on an important goal. They've got to shake that. Well, they got to shake it down a little bit in the defensive zone. Shattenkirk is getting a lot more ice time than he deserves. This is a guy that's a minus player consistently throughout his career. You know, he's a minus two. He's good on the power play. Keep him on the power play, but don't give me 5-on-5. I think they're a little shaky still 5-on-5. And is there any question who should be the goaltender in game four?
Well, I was going to get to that. I feel like Scheim and I are both on Swayman Island with Wiggy, and is it your opinion that you just go forward with him?
I absolutely think so. And you know what? I love what he's saying. You know, when they asked him before game one, what do you feel about getting the start? He said, it's about time. And last night I watched him afterwards, and he was, you know, he said, I just see the puck. I don't care if it's alternating or not. I just want to be focused in. He's clearly wanting to be the number one goaltender. There's no doubt about it. And the Bruins better be careful, because if they don't give him that opportunity, you know, when he comes to the end of this contract, maybe it's time to look at other options. But I think he's just, when he gets zoned in, and he's zoned in most nights, he's as good as there is.
But Mike, he said in the same breath that he needs to make sure that his body's ready. For a guy that has been able to have that rest in between games to make sure that his body stays fresh,
Courtney is defending that wall when it comes to the rotation.
Yeah. I'd be nervous to see if you just went with him full time, that maybe his body would break down more than we think.
It doesn't have to be forever. I mean, if he has a tough time, but right now he's got 2 days off, and that's plenty of time to recover. He's only early mid 20s, and there's no doubt in my mind that he can come back. Almost every goaltender in the playoffs is going to play every game. And Swayman can do it. He's at an age where he can do it. But if he falters, they know they have a great alternative. But I think they should just, you know, go full steam ahead and find a way to keep him in the net. And if something happens, if it starts to stumble, if he looks like he's tired, then they've got another guy to go to.
Mike, when you look at this series, and the thing that I noticed with Toronto is they're very sloppy with the puck, and you're able to capitalize on that win last night and put you up in this series. I think the biggest thing, obviously, in Game 4 is for the Bruins to not allow Toronto to even get a little bit of breath. Even though you did win a game up there, I don't think you give them any confidence at all. Do you agree with that?
I thought they were better in game three with a little bit more pressure, but not enough. I mean, I think they can do better in that department. And you're right, they have to go after it. They can't relax because they won a pivotal game three. They have to go get after game four. And they have to be better in their own zone. They just have to be tighter, make fewer mistakes. You know, last night, Pastrnak on the Nyes goal, the first one, he was back-checking, and he just decided to go back at the puck carrier in the neutral zone. And who gets the puck? Marner, who was the guy that he was covering. And all of a sudden, the puck's in the back of the net. They can't make sloppy mistakes. They have to stay tight. But the first thing is, and you're right, you know, put the pressure on. If there's a weakness for Toronto, it's their blue line and their goaltending, so get after it.
With Peak being week to week now, they call up Mason Lowry. How do you think that went?
Just so. I mean, and it's a lot of pressure to put on a young kid coming in. He hasn't been with a team for a while, but I thought he was just so. I'm not a huge Grizzly guy, but I think he, in this situation with his experience, would have been a better selection if they could, you know, make it that way. But I thought their defense was just okay last night, and they have some vulnerabilities back there. You know, I've really been disappointed with Lindholm. I mean, I thought he was going to be, at times he's looked like a number one defenseman. Now he looks sometimes like he's lost, and he needs to pick it up. He's a big part of that. He's going to see key moments, and he's got to be good in those key moments.
The Nyes goal, they looked like Geeky needed to change because they were had him out.
Yeah,
there
was nothing to do with that. I heard that on TV, and I said, "You're wrong." Pastrnak was at the red line, and he had Marner, and he switched to go back to the puck carrier. He was hunting the puck. It had nothing to do with the change. It had to do with a bad decision by Pastrnak. They had numbers back originally, but when Pastrnak went on a hunt with his posse to get the puck, he left people vulnerable, and that's how it turned into a sort of a 3-on-2, which was not really well played by the Bruins' defense, including Shattenkirk.
Mike, you talked about the goalie situation. I've been on one goalie from day one, and I believe that's Swayman, but it seems like, and I don't have confidence in Montgomery to make that decision, it seems like he is going to go with Linus. When you look at that...
Well, where are you getting that from?
I just because of what everything he said, right? I don't think in Courtney's breath
was. I mean, prior to last night's game, I mean, how can you not look at Jeremy Swayman and have a really tough decision to make?
I felt like you could have looked at him after game one and had that same type of decision to make.
Yeah, but you didn't. You at least gave Linus Ullmark a game. I mean,
he looked really good.
He looked good. Curtis said this the other day. Jeremy Swayman looks excellent.
Right. A-plus versus B-plus.
Well, I guess, Mike, my question is that, and I had said this, I think all this does is create more of an issue, the fact that he did rotate the goalies in the first two games.
Yeah, I don't know if they had a game plan. Did they have a game plan going into the playoffs that they were going to rotate? And usually, I mean, last year they started with Ullmark first, but this time they went to Swayman. And if they went to Swayman first, does that mean they have more confidence in him in game one than just maybe marginally than Ullmark? They go to Ullmark. I don't love it. I love the fact that they have two good goaltenders, but especially if I'm Swayman and I'm a young buck that's trying to make a mark here and has played extremely well here down the stretch, you know, it's going to irritate me at some point or another, but he seems to be mature enough to handle it. But, you know, I've been on record that I think they should run with the goaltender if he's got the hot hand. And if something stumbles or if he gets hurt, then great to know that you've got somebody else to rely on. But for me, I'd make that decision and I'd make it clear to everybody. Right now it's a guessing game and everybody's guessing, including maybe not the goaltenders. Maybe they've kept them informed. But it seems to me that if they could go to Swayman for a stretch here, they might find themselves with an A-plus goaltender consistently.
Mike, you're my hockey guru. So, and you've been in these rooms, you've been a coach, you've been a GM. Nobody would know better than you. Do you get any advantage by having the Leafs play a guessing game of whether it'll be Swayman or Ullmark in net?
No, none whatsoever. Like, they've seen both goaltenders. It's called videotape. You know, they just run it over and over again whenever they know who's going to be the goaltender. And they should be ready for either one of those two guys. And actually, to be honest with you, there's not much difference in terms of style. They're both sort of controlled goaltenders. Come out to cut down the angle. Don't overplay it. Don't handle it all that much, but handle it okay when they do get their mitts on it. But there's nothing. I don't see any glaring weakness with either goaltender. And like, you know, let's throw it over his glove. He's weak on the blocker side. Shouldn't be any problem getting ready to play whoever goes in goal for the Bruins, because they've seen him enough on tape, if not in person. I know Swayman had most of the games this year against Toronto, but, you know, it's easy enough to find a history of how Ullmark plays it.
You and I have been critical of him at times. Is Jake DeBrusk setting himself up here for a pretty good deal here with the Bruins based on his play so far in the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, does this mean you really trust him? I mean, of all of a sudden now, I guess in key moments, give me a little bit more time with that one and ask me that question in a couple of weeks, because he seems to run hot and then run away. And I don't like that in players. I want my players to be consistent and to be counted on, but he certainly has moments where he makes a big difference, and last night he was one of them.
Mike, you mentioned consistent and relied upon. Danton Heinen, how did nobody sign this guy before the season? Like, he's not a world beater, but he has been essential to the Bruins this entire season. He's played almost every game. He has punched well above his weight class in terms of what you should be asking of him and what he has been doing for you. I mean, that Brad Marchand goal last night was primarily because of what he was able to do in the corner getting that puck. Like, how important has he been for this team?
Oh, he's been extraordinarily important and a great pickup. And he made a great pass to Marchand, who also made a great shot. But how do the Leafs leave Brad Marchand alone 15 feet in front of the goaltender with that, you know, in that situation? It was remarkable. But Heinen has been terrific. Frederick has been terrific. I mean, both of those guys are playing, you know, I think at a level that nobody expected them to. And credit to the scouting staff of the Bruins for picking Heinen back up and giving him an opportunity. Sometimes when you get that opportunity and your confidence grows, you all of a sudden start to blossom as a player. It seems to be the case here with Danton Heinen.
Jim Montgomery had an issue pregame with the amount of time they have to spend in Toronto.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Jesus. I mean, there's great restaurants there. A lot of these guys are from Toronto. They have family there. You know, take them on a day trip if you want. I mean, it's just, that's just ridiculous.
Okay.
I heard Toronto's a beautiful place. I've never been there.
Uh-huh.
That's where Drake's from, and he talks highly about it.
Well, you know, you need a passport. I don't know if you know that about going,
I have a passport.
Going to other countries.
Well, if you don't want to go to Canada to see Drake, you can have a Boston cream yodel from Drake's cake.
All right, Mike Milbury. Well, the Bruins have gotten home ice back, so.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Great chance here for them. Don't just let it slip away. I mean, an opportunity to get a stranglehold on this and maybe close it out at home, and then he'll have more complaints about time off at the end of the series.
All right, that's Mike Milbury. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, see you, kids.
All right, Mike Milbury, every Thursday on this radio station, on this show. We are headed to New Hampshire for a pregame tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene.
Yep.
See you there around 7. Wiggy will be enjoying the wings,
yep.
I would assume, prior to that, or we'll be right at 7.
No, I think it might be. I'll try to get there, I mean, a little bit earlier. So,
okay.
You know,
Mrs. Wiggins coming on this one?
I believe she is. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay. So
I'll have to figure that
out.
You know?
Santo coming on this one?
Santo cannot come on this one. Mm. He's giving Harry to his mother tomorrow morning before our flight.
Pudge coming on this one?
James is actually taking classes at Keene State right now, he'll be right there.
All right. Well, we can't wait. Tomorrow morning, Stone Church in Brattleboro. If you need any information on the upcoming road shows, you can get it on the social media for this show. On Instagram, the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Give us a follow there. You can see where every road show is and see where every pregame is for the road shows. Roadshows presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England, and by Harbor One Bank.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.